You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's up, friends? JB Barry here at Fantasy Coach JB over on Twitter, back with your DFS Flash, but it's a special Super Bowl showdown version. We had a great regular season with the DFS Flash and also with the Thursday Night Football Showdown slate articles I was doing. So for the Super Bowl, we're combining them together. During the season, I came to you weekly on AaronTorresOnline.com with a column specifically focused on one type of DFS contest, the showdown style on DraftKings. That article was specifically focused on giving you players and strategy for the Thursday Night Football Showdown contest. Now, we're going to take that into a Super Bowl showdown contest. Now, showdown styles of DFS contest, also referred to as captain mode, where your roster consists of only six players and you must include players from both teams. The positions in this type of contest are a captain and five flex players. That means you could play a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, kicker, or defense in any of those roster spots with no minimum or maximum at any position. The player you select as your captain, they're going to score 1.5 times the standard fantasy point value for every statistic, but drafting a player in that captain spot is also going to cost you more salary than if you were to draft them in a flex spot. So hopefully you followed along with the winners from the article and also the DFS Flash podcast throughout the season, and you've built up a nice bankroll with me leading up to the big game. Let's end the season on a high note. Let's build this lineup and let's make some money. At the captain spot, as I mentioned, the player you use in this spot's going to cost you more salary by being the captain, but he's also going to score you 1.5 times the standard point value earned. Generally speaking, you want to have the player you think is going to score the most fantasy points in this spot. This also comes with a higher price tag, as the best players are always at the top of the salary list. For the Super Bowl, it's Cooper Kupp who carries the highest salary, but I'm going to want to use a quarterback in this spot. Matthew Stafford has a captain salary of $16,200, and Joe Burrow is at $15,900, so not much of a difference in price. I think both quarterbacks are going to throw for multiple touchdowns in this game, so both are solid options. Both quarterbacks have solid upside. Both have solid receivers to throw to. But one has the matchup advantage, and that's Matthew Stafford. I'm going to use the guy who gets to throw against Chidobe Awuzie and Eli Apple over the guy who has to go against Jalen Ramsey while he's trying to run away from Aaron Donald, Von Miller, and Leonard Floyd. I'm going with Matt Stafford at only $300 more than Burrow. Now, before we build out our flex spots, the Super Bowl's here, and our partners at DraftKings Sportsbook have the best offer for new users. Now, first-time users can make a $5 moneyline bet on any team, and if that team wins, you win an automatic $280 in free bets thanks to our partners at DraftKings. That's right, one $5 moneyline bet, and if it hits, you win $280 in free cash. Here's how it works. Click the link in the show description, sign up for a new account with DraftKings Sportsbook, and make your first deposit. Make a $5 bet on either team, and if your team wins, you get an automatic $280 thanks to our friends at DraftKings. It's the best offer going in sports betting, so act now. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling or referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537 in Illinois. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Wyoming. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia, 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona, or call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 21 and over, 18 and over in Wyoming. Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. Minimum $5 deposit, minimum $5 wager. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Now, when we're building this lineup, we need to find value in our flex spots. In a single game showdown contest, it's important to differentiate your lineup when entering tournaments with thousands of people to beat. While it's hard to not use as many of the big stars as possible, there's going to be a lot of people looking to do just that. So sometimes you have to swing for the fences and go big or go home. It would be really hard to use Stafford at captain and use any combination of Burrow, Cooper Kupp, and Ja'Marr Chase without crippling your lineup with deep dart throws and flex spots. We need to find some guys with lower salaries that have the potential to put up solid numbers for us here. This is going to allow us to use a high-priced captain with at least one high-priced flex and still have a respectable lineup with high-scoring upside. If we look on the Los Angeles side of the ball, you could find some value in using Odell Beckham Jr. at 8,400. He's coming off a 23-point fantasy performance, and he has three games in a row with double-digit fantasy points. If you don't use Cooper Kupp, I'd be sure to use Beckham. At running back in Los Angeles, a lot of people will be looking at Cam Akers at 6,400. But Sony Michel is lurking there, and he's only 5,000. Akers didn't play most of the season, as we know, and he's now also dealing with a shoulder injury that he's been playing through, and he's going to be playing, but he's going to be dealing with it. He's also had some fumbling issues already these playoffs, and those issues almost cost him the game against Tampa Bay. In the following game, Michel mixed in more and only carried the ball three less times than Akers. While Akers was more productive, Sean McVay knows he could trust Michel, and Sony also has experience in the big game from his time in New England. If you're looking for value, I like Michel to have a role and possibly vulture a touchdown or two. Another sneaky value play in Los Angeles is their kicker, Matt Gay. While all the talk leading up to the Super Bowls on Cincinnati's kicker, Evan McPherson, people are forgetting about Matt Gay on the other side. Yes, McPherson has been excellent, and he's made a name for himself with his game-winning kicks these playoffs. But when you look at their body of work, McPherson has 40 field goals on the season, and Gay has 39. If we want to zig to Gay while everyone's zagging to McPherson, it could be a good way to differentiate our lineup. On the Cincinnati side, everyone's going to be looking at Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Mixon. Now, Los Angeles has the fifth-ranked rushing defense in the league, and they could choose to shadow cover Chase with Jalen Ramsey, so we could find value using the other weapons for Joe Burrow. T. Higgins comes in at $7,600 salary, and Tyler Boyd is only $5,400. Tight end C.J. Uzomah is even cheaper at $4,400. But he's a bit risky with the MCL sprain that forced him out of the AFC Championship. If you think the defense will key in on minimizing Chase like I do, I like the value with Higgins and Boyd. Once we find those value options, we want to close it out with a bang. With a high-priced captain and some value plays at flex that's going to differentiate our lineup, it's time to close this lineup out with the bang. Using a combination of the players we just talked about, we could use our final flex spot on a high salary star. Depending on how you build out your flex spots, you should be looking to use either Cooper Kupp or Ja'Marr Chase or even Joe Burrow in this last spot. If you used Odell Beckham and maybe you can't afford Kupp, then you could take a shot with Chase and hope he doesn't see the Ramsey shadow and or double coverage. Joe Burrow is a decent option here too, and I think that he can have success, which is why we like to use his receivers. So he could be another good option you could use here. But I like the build I have with using the other two Cincinnati receivers, and by paying down for them, I can afford Cooper Kupp. Rounding out my lineup by pairing my Matthew Stafford captain with his top receiver, that's the way I'm going to go here. Remember, friends, the main key here is that you have to take some risks when playing these big tournaments in a single-game showdown contest. A lot of people are going to try to use both quarterbacks. A lot of people are going to try to use both of those star wide receivers. But we have to differentiate and we have to take some risk. When you do this, you have the chance of differentiating yourself from the rest of the crowd. And if things go your way, you have the shot at a nice result. Now, when we make these lineups, they could be boom or bust. But at this stage, in these contests, we're swinging for the fences here. So to wrap it up, the DFS Flash Super Bowl showdown style lineup is Matthew Stafford in the captain spot with Sony Michel, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Matt Gay, and Cooper Kupp as our flex plays. That's going to wrap it up for our DFS Flash Super Bowl showdown lineup build, friends. Thanks for checking it out, and thank you for tuning into the DFS Flash podcast and for reading my articles all season long here at Aaron Torres Online. Please make sure you keep your eyes on AaronTorresOnline.com even after the football season's over. We cover all the sports over there, and we have some great analysts. So especially with March Madness right around the corner, make sure you check it out. You can always follow me on Twitter at FantasyCoachJB. I've loved spending this season with you all. But before I say goodbye for the season, I'll see you in the winter, too.